We're just weeks away from the June primary election in North Dakota, and by executive order, many of us are going to be voting by mail for the first time. Good move, pandemic-wise, it keeps people away from gathering in groups and going to the polls and casting their ballot on election day. In fact, voting by mail is something that I think we're going to be utilizing more and more, hopefully, into the future. In fact, in North Dakota, in the last election, 30% of North Dakotans voted by mail. Now, that doesn't mean the process is perfect in North Dakota. In fact, we're now seeing that there's a lawsuit filed because the process is not, in fact, flawless. There's a thing when it comes to people's signatures, and the comparison of your signature on your application to receive a ballot in your mail, and then the signature that's on your ballot. And what we've now discovered because of some cases, particularly one in Grand Forks, with an individual who has who's living with MS, signature didn't match, ballot was thrown out. Didn't find out until 2 years later. So here we are, and now we find out that over 300 ballots were thrown out in the last election, which might not sound like a lot, unless if you're living in one of those districts that an election was decided by 5-10 votes. So here's the deal. North Dakota is one of, I think, three states that doesn't contact voters if there's a discrepancy in their signatures on absentee ballots. They just say, this signature doesn't match to me, doesn't match to you. No, let's throw it in the shredder. And for whatever reason, they don't take that additional step to contact in at least 2018 to 300 other voters, which is an issue on two fronts. If you're a voter, shouldn't you be given the opportunity to at least defend why things might not match? For example, if you are living with MS. But also, if you are one of those individuals that pounds the table talking about voter fraud, we need to tamp that out. If you're on that side, if you're on the state election boards, would you not want to do the contact and the verification to see if, in fact, there was intentional voter fraud? One of three states, according to the advocacy groups. This seems like an easy fix, and if we're going to be required to vote by mail, this is one way that we need to make sure that our votes are counted, not only in June, but going on with the vote by mail growth in North Dakota.